together the odds and win. Lovers they can't divide, making it side by side. Trouble may be around us, stand on our ground and we won't give in. Swimming against the tide, making it side by side.
Vicky?
Yes, Jeff?
What are you doing up so early? Your flight to San Francisco doesn't leave till this afternoon.
I have some errands to run.
Why don't you come back to bed for a while?
I'm already dressed.
Come on, you need your rest.
That's why I got up.
No, Vicky. Vicky, come on, Vicky. I promise you won't regret it. Vicky. All right. Oh, come to me, Mama.
Jack?
How'd you do that?
Could you take my things to the laundry?
Certainly. Right after I take a cold shower.
Good idea. Oh, wait!
What?
You can't go in there.
Why not?
It's messy. I have to straighten it up. All clean.
So fast? What'd you do? Wave a magic wand?
I gotta go. I'll see you later, Jack.
Vicky, do you know where my soap on a rope is? Never mind, I found it.
Sorry, no vacancies.
Easy. It's Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi. Listen, Easy, I was wondering if you could hide this for me. I don't want Jack to see it.
Why not?
Well, it's a present for my father, and Jack just can't keep a secret.
Oh, I think you got Jack all wrong. He's been keeping a secret of mine for a long time now. Hasn't told a soul.
Oh, you mean about you and Susie on the roof?
He told you?
Like I said, Easy, he's a blabbermouth. So could you hide that for me?
Sure.
Thanks.
Hey, you haven't seen the inside of my van, have you?
No.
Well, come on in.
Okay.
Well, this is home.
Oh, this is very nice. But where's your bed?
Oh, you're standing on it.
Oh, I see you have a dog.
Yeah, I have now. He followed me home the other night. He was so friendly, I just had to let him in.
Oh, that's sweet. And you're sweet, too, aren't you?
I think he's sick, though. He doesn't seem to have much pep. Yo, we got company.
Easy. Easy,
Hey.
It's not a he, it's a she.
Huh?
Yeah, and I don't think she's sick. I think she's pregnant.
Pregnant? Wow, she's friendlier than I thought.
Well, listen, just to make sure, you better take her to a vet.
I gotta go to work now.
Oh, well, I have a little time. I can take her. There's a vet not too far away. Come on.
I really appreciate it.
Oh, that's okay.
Hey, and so does Butch.
Butch?
Yeah, that's what I named him.
Her?
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe I should spell Butch with an I.
Just kidding.
Oh, hi, Mr.
Where's Victoria?
She left about an hour ago.
Good. Jack, we have to talk.
Oh, good. I've been hoping we could have a talk. You know, I...
Quiet. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever wondered how I can stand my ex-wife?
Gee,
well, I can't. I don't know which is worse, having Claudia fly all over the globe chasing after gigolos or having her right here in town where she can nag me to death.
I suppose.
Please, be quiet. It isn't bad enough that she blames me for our marriage. Now she's nagging me about yours.
Ours? Vicky and I aren't...
Let me finish. She thinks it's my fault that you're not married. What do you think of that?
I can talk now?
No! Claudia insists that I get you two to the altar.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I want you to stand up and be a man. Be firm with Victoria.
Oh, the way you are with Mrs. Bradford.
Exactly. I think you should tell Victoria it's time to get married and stop all this... this.
Excuse me. Saved by Ma Bell. Hello.
Is Vicky Bradford there?
No, she isn't. Can I take a message?
This is Dr. Smith. She was here earlier today.
She was?
Well, just tell her to drop by when she gets a chance. She forgot the prenatal vitamins. Prenatal vitamins. Very important during pregnancy. Please, be sure and tell her.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
I can't believe it.
Can't believe what?
That was Vicky's doctor.
Oh, my God, what's wrong with her?
Well, nothing is...
Tell me, I have a right to know.
Vicky's gonna have a baby.
Oh, what a relief.
A baby!
Don't you know what this means?
Yes, you have made my daughter an unwed mother.
No, Mr. Come on now, think about it. She'll want to get married now.
Well, that's right, she will.
I'm gonna have a baby. I feel like telling the whole world.
Get married first.
Please let me tell my family.
Wait, not till I call Claudia.
You'll be my guest.
Oh, I can't tell you what pleasure this gives me. I can't wait to tell that aging junior miss that she's about to be a grandmother.
How about some more coffee, Mrs. Bradford?
No, thanks. I've had 4 cups already.
How about you, Grandpa?
No, thank you. Shouldn't Victoria be here by now?
Well, she probably got caught in that airport traffic. I'm gonna be a father. I still can't believe it.
I can't believe Vicky didn't say a word to me.
She didn't tell me. Why should she tell you?
Because, James, as anyone with any sense knows, a girl is much closer to her mother.
The only way she could be close to you is if she worked for a travel agent.
I wonder if it's going to be a boy or a girl.
A boy. Girl. Doesn't really matter now that they're accepting girls at Harvard.
I wonder who it'll look like.
Me. No compromise, Claudia. Your looks, my brains.
Well, if you want a beautiful dummy.
First thing we have to do is set a date for the wedding.
And the sooner the better. I'd like to see my daughter glide down the aisle, not waddle.
Then you're talking about a church wedding.
Of course. And I see nothing wrong with her wearing white. Right, James?
Why not? You did.
I know that's supposed to be a joke, but I'm not laughing.
Well...
In fact, you haven't made me laugh since our wedding night.
No jury would convict me.
Come on, come on. Hey, if you two don't stop fighting, I won't let you change the baby's diapers. No, Oh, that's her. Remember, don't say a word to her about me. This is Vicky's secret. Let her tell us in her own time and her own way, okay? Vicky.
Hi.
Hi.
Let me take this from you. Come on in.
Well, hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. What are you doing here?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing at all.
They were just passing by and decided to drop in.
Together?
Yeah.
Why don't you sit down, Victoria?
Oh, yes, yes, darling. Mustn't stay on your feet too long.
That's right, precious.
Okay.
So, Vicky?
Yes, Mother?
How are you feeling?
A little tired.
Well, that's to be expected.
So, Victoria?
Yes, Daddy?
Can you tell us why you're a little tired?
Yes. I had a very long day.
Oh.
Well, isn't that cute? She had a long day.
A long day.
Listen.
Yes?
I feel a little icky. I'm going to take a shower. Excuse me.
She didn't say a word.
Not even to me.
Well, what did you expect?
Huh?
She was about to tell us everything until you started browbeating her with your third degree. Can you tell us why you're a little tired?
Nonsense. The reason she didn't say anything is because she was shy in front of Jack.
If she were shy in front of Jack, she wouldn't be pregnant.
I know why she didn't say anything. She wanted to tell me first. After all, I'm the father. No, hang on a second. Don't go away.
Vicky?
Yes?
Isn't there something that you would like to tell me?
Like what?
Well, Vicky, we're alone now.
So?
Give up, Vicky. I already know.
Know what?
Your little secret.
What secret?
What? Come on, Vicky. How long do you think you could hide it from me?
Hide? Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find out?
That's my secret.
Oh, Jack, I didn't want you to know.
You didn't want me to know? Why not?
Well, I just didn't, that's all.
Well, you're gonna have to come up with a better reason than that.
Jack, will you keep your voice down?
Vicky?
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't understand. Why not?
Because.
Because what?
Because it's not yours.
Not mine?
Well? Well, what? Did she tell you?
Yes.
Well, come over here and sit down and tell us all about it.
Tell me exactly what she said.
She said it's not mine. She said the baby's not mine.
Not yours? Is that all she said?
Isn't that enough?
Jack, you must feel awful.
Oh, I do.
There. There must be some mistake.
Yes, and your daughter made it.
My daughter?
If you remember, I wanted a boy.
This whole disaster started when you let Vicky move in with him.
Hey, wait just a sec.
There.
What do you mean, let her? I fought tooth and nail. I hated the very idea of her taking up with the likes of him.
Hang on, this doesn't
concern you. If you for once...
James, let's not blame each other. Let's just try to figure out where you went wrong.
This can't be happening.
There.
Why would Vicky do such a thing? Why?
Never mind why. The question is who?
Who?
Hi, John.
Sorry, Easy. I don't have time right now.
Hey, well, that's okay. I'm here to see Vicky.
Vicky?
Yeah, she left her bracelet in my van.
What was Vicky doing in your van?
Well, she wanted... Nothing. She came by to see how I was feeling.
Why, were you sick?
No. I mean, maybe I was. I mean, I could have been. Why don't you give this to her?
And you let him walk out of here just like that?
What?
Easy. He's the who and the why and the what.
Easy?
Of course. Didn't you see how nervous he was? The guilt was written all over his face.
Easy?
But yes, he did everything but pass out cigars.
Really, James? Vicky would never take up with someone so young and scruffy looking.
Never stopped you. Don't just stand there and go after him.
No, it can't be easy.
Why not?
Why not? Because he would never do such a thing to me.
It wasn't done to you.
Mr. Bradford.
He admitted luring her into his van.
He never said that.
You weren't listening. He tore that bracelet from her arm.
Mr. Bradford.
Why are you defending him?
I'm not defending. I'm just trying.
Well, what's the use? If you won't go after him, I will.
No, James, wait. Jack, you better go too. When he gets angry like this, he loses all sense of reason, and he doesn't have much to begin with.
Hi, Mr. B.
Don't you hi, Mr. B, me.
Hey, keep it down. I got something in the oven.
That's why I'm here.
You want some cake?
Cake? Oh, cake, you.
Mr. Bradford, wait outside.
What for?
I want to talk to Easy alone.
Talk, this is no...
I said wait outside.
Very well, Jack. Just trying to help. I'll wait outside.
What's he so mad about?
Just forget about him.
I'll be glad to.
Easy, we have to talk.
Okay.
Easy.
Yeah?
This is just about the hardest thing that I've ever had to say, and I just hope I say it right. Easy, would you please concentrate?
I'm trying to, but you keep talking.
Would you give me this?
You want to do it?
No, Easy.
Yeah?
Is there something you have to tell me?
Well, yeah, the salad's done, and man, the veal is just
no,
super.
I'm thinking about something more personal.
Oh, you know that rash I had? The lotion you gave me.
Easy!
Look, yeah?
I'm gonna ask you something important, and I want you to tell me the truth.
Jack, I've never lied to you. You know that?
Yeah. Okay. Easy, is there something you should tell me about you and, Vicky? And your van?
No.
Oh, good.
Because Vicky told me not to tell you.
What?
I shouldn't even be telling you this much.
Then it's true.
Then you know about it?
Yes, I know. Just tell me one thing. Why?
Well, Vicky asked me to.
You just better do the right thing.
I will.
I will.
The right thing.
It's awfully quiet in there. I didn't hear any bones breaking.
Oh, that wouldn't solve anything.
Make me feel better.
I feel like I'm losing my mind. This whole thing is crazy. I can't believe that she would do something like this.
I can't believe that you're not going to do anything about it.
You're right. Look at what's happening to me. My whole life is blowing up in my face, and I'm just standing here like an idiot.
No arguments here. You're not doing anything.
All right, I'm going to settle this once and for all. I'm going to go upstairs right now and have it out with Vicky.
What are you going to say to her?
I don't know.
Hey, Mom, where'd everybody go?
Downstairs. Vicky, we have to talk.
You sound upset.
I've never been so upset in my whole life.
Well, then we better talk.
What I'm going to say to you is very... hard for a mother to say to her own daughter.
You should know by now, Mother. You can tell me anything.
I hope so, darling. Now, I know in this liberal age, women are supposed to have more freedom than they used to. But believe me, it's still the same old double standard. A man can get away with anything, but a woman, let her make one little mistake.
Mistake?
Please, this is very difficult. Sometimes a woman meets a man... and before they know it, certain things happen that they didn't expect to happen.
Mother, you're pregnant?
How am I going to face my friends? It was hard enough trying to explain you. How am I going to explain him?
I got enough to worry about without worrying about your friends. Oh,
there you go. Only thinking of yourself.
What am I going to say to Vicky?
Vicky? What about EZ?
He said he'd do the right thing.
He did? Excuse me.
Where are you going?
To make a silk purse out of a sow's rear. Hi there. Huh? You mind if we have a little chat?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. How does 30,000 a year sound to you?
30,000?
As high as I go, take it or leave it.
30,000?
Good. You'll be working for me. What do you know about business?
Well,
That's good enough. We'll put you in marketing and sales, vice president.
Vice president? Awesome!
Of course, we'll have to do something about your appearance.
What's wrong with my appearance?
Please, we don't have all day. Get rid of those shorts, those sneakers, that hair.
My hair?
Yes. My first day at work, I had a crew cut.
A crew cut?
Then it was Easy's dog that was pregnant.
That's right, Mother.
I canceled my hairdresser to come here.
Jack. He should have known I'd tell him if I were going to have a baby.
Not if it wasn't his.
You mean Jack thought that... Ooh, I'll strangle him.
Well, wait a minute. You were the one that told him it wasn't his.
But I was talking about the golf bag. Poor Jack.
Look, if you still want to strangle someone, how about your dear old dad? He thought EZ was the father.
Hey, Jack, guess what? Mr. Bradford just made me a vice president.
That's very nice.
And he said he'd give me a bonus if I got my hair cut.
I need a drink.
Hey, let me get you one. Even though I'm a vice president.
Jack?
Oh, Vicky. Vicky, listen, I don't want to lose you. I don't care what you've done. I love you, and I love the baby.
It's not a baby. It's a puppy.
I don't care what it is.
A puppy? A puppy?
It's Easy's dog that's pregnant.
I feel so stupid.
You should.
Easy, I'm withdrawing my offer.
Then I'm not gonna get a haircut.
James, I guess you've heard I'm not going to be a grandmother after all.
Now what a shame. All those wrinkles going to waste.
I couldn't hear you, James. Your upper plate is rattling.
Did you really mean you'd love the baby even if it wasn't yours?
To keep from losing you, I'd do anything.
If they could harness your tongue, they could light up a whole city.
I love you.
Go suck an egg.
I love you.
Eat worms and die.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.
A spiritual tidal wave leaves Chrissy brainwashed. Three's Company is next on Deja Vu.